very sad day today. The sun is shining a little less brighter than it does as the radio industry mourns the loss of Marhum Ibrahim Bhai Gangat. And very sad indeed to hear of the passing of my former colleague and brother, Brother Ibrahim Bhai Gangat, in the late hours of last night. And many listeners of Radio Islam International, of Salam Media, of Channel Islam International, and Markaz Sahaba, and many other stations around the country have been devastated by the news of the loss of this radio giant. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants his family ease, and we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him the highest stage of Jannah, inshallah. A very sad day indeed, and a very sad day indeed for the radio industry. I know many presenters, including myself, have been mentored by Ibrahim Gangat, and many people become more than just colleagues and more than just friends. You become family with your team. You become family with the people you work with. And when you look at it, you spend 8 hours a day, at least 8 hours a day with your colleagues. And sometimes it's more time a day you spend with your colleagues that you actually spend with your family at home. And they become so close to you, and they become so influential, that it's difficult to lose your colleague, especially when you're working with them, in our case, working with Ibrahim Gangat for 15 years. When I started my time at Channel Islam International, this voice, this inspiration, this joyous laugh that inspired millions and represented Deen, he was passionate about his Deen. He was passionate about the Ummah. He loved his Deen. No program in the morning, no program in the morning did he start without salutations upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, without the praise of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and you know, always perfectly prepared for the program with his kitabs, his dua books, and trying, having that fervor, having that passion for the Ummah. And he has become a servant of Allah, and continuing as hard as he could over all these years, and meeting many presenters who passed his way, meeting many youngsters who started from school as well at Channel Islam, from what I remember, and you know, giving them advice, standing by them, helping them, mentoring them, and then they themselves have become presenters. They themselves have been in the radio industry. But in Ibrahim Gangat, I don't think anyone will ever be a person with that amount of energy, a person with that amount of humility. When you meet him on radio, when you meet him personally, you will find that he's a person that used to put a smile on your face, and you know, used to inspire you. Very jovial character, always full of laughs, but also very serious when it came to politics, very serious when it came to the plight of the Muslims around the world, as he used to dig deep on his radio shows and try best to find out what's happening, try best to see how he can bring information to the Islamic world. And last night he breathed his last, and a very sad moment for all of us here around South Africa and around the world. I received a call from Maulana Arafat before midnight, and he was finding difficulty in speaking, and he was finding difficulty in conveying the message to say that our brother Ibrahim Gangat has passed on. And Ibrahim Gangat, not just a colleague and radio personality. He's become a father figure to many a people. You know, when you work in a radio industry, you learn. And when you work with somebody for such a long time, somebody with so much of wisdom, then they give you advice. You know, they talk. You speak about different issues. You laugh. You joke. You cry together. You get angry with each other. But that's how family is. That's how family is. Mufti A.K. Hussein spent a lot of time with Ibrahim Gangat. I think more than 18 years has Mufti A.K. Hussein spent with Ibrahim Gangat. And they've been quite close as well. And, you know, we can refer to them as brothers. And everybody is just a bit more sad this morning. We're hearing about the news. We're happy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken him in the month of Ramadan. And I also met with Brother Zarfadi in the week, and he was totally shocked initially. And he says, you know, it's difficult to see Ibrahim Gangat sick. It's difficult to see Ibrahim Gangat unable to respond and, you know, in the condition he was. And I was considering actually going to visit Ibrahim by Gangat, and Azhar gave me some advice, and he said, Yusuf, I don't know if you'll be able to manage, but, you know, maybe it would be nice to remember Ibrahim Gangat as your last vision of him. I think the last time I met Uncle Ibrahim Gangat was actually at a visit to Salam Media. I popped in at Salam to say, to make Salam to all my old colleagues. I met with Shamshir Khan, with Ibrahim Essay, Ponte Molezani, Zarvadi as well, and also with Ibrahim Gangat, who we sat and we spoke, and, you know, always giving us some advice and sharing some laughs. And, you know, our trips to Durban will also be memorable, and the amount of memories we shared is for quite a while. 15 years in your life, 15 years in your life. Somebody's there and then they are no more. And you know, it is inevitable. One thing that's inevitable in all our lives is our demise. But sometimes it's just a bit difficult to take in. But inshallah, the best we can do now for our brother Ibrahim Gangat is continue to make dua and, you know, keep him alive in our memories and keep him in our hearts, as now he has departed this world. He has come into this world. This world is a test for us. Remember, we are all travelers in this world. Ibrahim Gangat has come into this world, and he served and he served and he served. And one thing he did mention to me while we were at Channel Islam, he said, Yusuf, did you realize that for one third of my life, I've been in this servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And I said, don't you think that's enough? And he says, no, it's not. And you know, always wanting to continue and always wanting to carry on. And many of us youngsters who were in contact with him, who worked with him, weren't just there for radio advice, weren't just there for advice on how to do interviews, advice on work. It used to be family advice. It used to be social advice. And he always tried to the best of his ability to help, you know, always working on unity and always trying to uplift his colleagues and be there for them however he can. And one thing he used to do at CII as well, as every morning you would find a loaf of bread and butter on the table, and it would be brought by Ibrahim Gangat. And I never knew it was him that brought it. Every morning, you know, for those staff members who might be hungry, for those staff members who might have missed breakfast, and you'd find a loaf of bread and some butter there. The only time I realized that it was him was when he left from CII. And he said, please, if somebody can continue this, if somebody can continue just bringing a little bit bread, for the staff members who might have been hungry in the morning. But sad time indeed for the radio industry, and really it is it's a sad time for all of us. You know, when we think of Brother Ibrahim Gangat, and when we think of the team member we lost, the families you make in the radio industry, the families that, you know, become so attached to you, and you become so attached to them, and they become unwell. In our final conversation, we still had a few laughs. Our final conversation, I gave him a call. We heard that Uncle Ibrahim Bhai wasn't well, and we phoned and we spoke and we joke around, and we asked about his health, and you know, giving us what the doctor said, but always remembering him in our du'as. We are in the holy month of Ramadan. We have lost the soldier, and inshallah, we should continue to make du'a this year, this last 10 nights of Ramadan, not too far away, and we could make special du'a for our brother Ibrahim Gangat. Special du'a for all of those marhumin who have left behind family, for all of those marhumin who have served in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now, inshallah, their time is up, their job is done, and they have left this dunya, and now it's time for them, inshallah, to reap the rewards, inshallah, to reap the rewards of their efforts.